Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. With my glory in the middle of the mercy seat. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for 2019. Thank you for life. Thank you for your provisions, your protection, your covering, your goodness. Thank you for adding 1 year to the lives of our fathers.
Yes.
Thank you for their leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you for the anointing.
Thank you.
In which we cruise. Thank you. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for the auspices of the grace of God over this great church. We thank you for all our branches and all our pastors all over the world. We honor you for the youth, the camp meeting. We thank you for bringing them all together. Thank you for the service this morning. Thank you for your hand of blessing. Spirit of God, thank you for the anointing that brings order and correction. Thank you for the grace that gives us the right for discipline to be your pleasure on earth in these last days. In Jesus' precious name, speak. Your people are ready to hear your word. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Wow. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for my father, Papa Steve, and Papa Stanley Mensah. Today we're celebrating their lives. Let's clap for the worshipers. Amazing. Powerful worship in the first and second service. Awesome. You sang very powerfully, very beautifully. Hallelujah. And celebrating these patriarchal icons, we want to thank God for the grace that they carry. I don't joke with this house and this August altar at all. Everything that God is doing in our lives, you know, predominantly we saw the spark off from this house. Oh yeah, yeah, I know what I'm saying, yeah. We saw the spark off from this house. You know, so when people maliciously make statements like, you know, can't have a spiritual father, nobody can be or call your spiritual father, please, please, please get off it, because yes, you know, for when you see you run it up. And can you, he has typified himself and solidified himself in people, and these people have been, you know, midwives and birthing tables for, yeah, I don't joke with this one at all. But you'll be to me about so and joke with this one. I have limited time, but you know, Romans 13 makes it clear. From verse number 7 and 8, anybody that, you know, honor is due, give it to them. Clearly, give it to them. Give, those that are due dues, give it to them. Those that are due custom, give it to them. And those that deserves honor, honor them. And honor, ladies and gentlemen, is the highest seed anybody can sow. Honor, not money. Honor. See, that's why the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that your days will be prolonged on earth. Honor is a grace. Papa, we want to thank God for you, your great vision, your anointing. Thank you for bringing me to this great, great altar. We don't deserve to stand here. I grew up in this house, so I have sat many times there, many times anywhere in the building. I started out at the shed before we came here. You know, as a matter of fact, we stay from the Firestone to, you know, where we used to have the midweek services and all that. So I grew up in this house, and if I stand on this altar, I don't take it for granted at all, at all. And we want to always remember where God picked us from. Thank you so much. God richly bless you. Many, many, many people I know, they will not even introduce you, let alone open doors for you. I'm very grateful. God bless you, Papa. Amen. Wherever Papa Stanley is in the States, we salute you, sir. We love you. Thank you so, 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 so much. Anytime when he tells me, I listen to you, I get blown away and humbled. You listen to me. At the end of my car, you listen to me. You know, anytime he says that, I am humbled. Thank you so much, Papa, wherever you are. Amen. Mama Jane was in the service in the morning. I salute you, Mom. And now I'm seeing Mama Martha. You are so beautiful. Thank you very much. God bless you. And everybody that is here, our highest greetings goes to you on behalf of our fathers. Hallelujah. This morning when I came to the house, I started disseminating something the Lord placed on my heart in course of the night. And whilst, you know, as postulating the concept that the Lord gave me for the first service, it reminded me of a particular scripture in the book of Joel, chapter 2. I'm going a totally different direction, but possibly you will find extremely interesting. Joel, the second chapter, and then the 13th verse downwards. The Bible started by saying, and rend your hearts. Rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, and he is gracious and merciful. When I saw grace and mercy placed at the same time, then I realized that grace is not mercy, and mercy is not grace. You know, this is phenomenally prophetical, very phenomenal. In the next verse, he went further to talk about slow to anger and great in kindness, and repented him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow! This is where we're taking the message. Blow the trumpet in Zion. There are so many messages that must come back to the church. Blow the trumpet! I'm following my father with a different style of crusades. I'm not there yet to do the kind my father is doing. You know, I don't have the grace and the ability to pay the bills for that. You know, so mine is to the ghettos, to the markets, to the streets, to places like that. You know, places where I don't need a stage, I don't need these lights and all that, I don't need a generator, all those things. I just come with few, you know, full range speakers, sub speakers, and then I just spread it at the marketplace. You are already there. I don't need you to gather. You are already there. More harder than that. And then I begin to blow the trumpet. Ube tie, because speakers now me diaba na anuwa tenye. Ube yadiye. Anyway, ube tie, because, and then we blow the trumpet. And yeah, you know, I remember we went to circle deep into the ghetto. A guy had rolled, you know, a bunch of W-E-E. She! Just about to ignite the match. And then he didn't know that it was me when the guys were arranging the speaker. Suddenly I appeared and I said, may the grace of God and the peace of God be with all we smokers, including those who are yet to ignite. The guy put a thing, that's what they call for Maswadishin, but to Maswadishin, that's what they finally, he put it at the breast pocket. I said, now may the people that fear God, who want life and not death, may they hear the word of God. But I realized that the message we are preaching on the streets, telling them that Jesus is coming back again sooner than we think, and he is coming to reward every man according to their works. He will judge everybody. That message must be blown in Zion. Zion must hear that message again. You're near free. We are drifting away from the truth of the credulity and the intensity and the veracity and the integrity of the word of God. Today, the people come to church and they sit nicely, well dressed, sitting in nice cars, coming from nice houses, but they don't fear God. fear of God is gone. Oh, I'm blowing the trumpet in Zion. Because one of the things that we all need to understand is Romans chapter 2, verse number 16. We need to get that revelation very clear, that the day that God shall judge the secrets. Oh, judgment is coming to secrets. Yes, in church. I'm telling you. You may not believe, but I'm telling you. Yes! Trumu, in church. My carry a live TV. We can't edit it. Church! We have lesbians in the house of God. We have heterosexuals and bisexuals in the church of God. They carry Bible without fear and reverence. We don't tremble at the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, we maltreat our wives and maltreat our husbands and sit here, and I'm telling you, then the trumpet must be sound in Zion. Sounded in Zion. Let the people in Zion hear. Let the daughters of Zion hear the trumpet one more time. He that thinketh he standeth should be ware lest he falls. The reason why we need to sound the trumpet in Zion is because you are a pilgrim and a sojourner on earth. Leviticus 25:23. Oh yeah, do not sell the land outright, for the land does not belong to the guard chiefs, but to God. And I'm telling you that God wants you to understand that you are strangers on earth. Very soon we will be departing, and we will leave everything we have worked for another person. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 18. Very clear. What you are working for, another man shall take. What you are desperately working for, somebody who did not, perspire, will come after you and take it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so sometimes we need people to get Psalm 90 and verse number 6. We need to let them know it clearly. In Psalm 90, the 6th verse, we need to let the people who have accepted Christ Jesus, that in the morning you grow it up, and in the evening you are just hewn down and you wither it. You will wither. Very beautifully, when a lady is growing up as a teenager, they have a pointed out breast. But I know old women, in the afternoon they come out, I don't know why they do that in my hometown, but they build, every house has some kind of footing all around the house. They come and sit on it, and they come to just, embrace the sunshine without braziers, without tops. They just sit outside. You can even take it and throw it at your back. I'm telling you that in the morning you have all flourished, but in the evening you will wither. I'm telling you. You won't believe this is you. You are going. The Christians must be remembered. We need to remind you. Oh, yeah. You will wither. Therefore, we need to remind them, blow the trumpet so that pride and arrogance does not overtake them. Tell them, let
them hear that trumpet sounding in Zion. And one of the reasons why we need to sound the trumpet is Job chapter 14, verse number 5. We need to let them know that he has determined your days on earth. Stop behaving like you are going to be here forever, because the judge of your life has determined your days. Job 30, 14, verse number 5. Amazing scripture. I fear the content of the scripture. He has determined your days, numbered your weeks. He has drawn a boundary you will never cross. Job 14, 5. Are you clear? It should be one of the scriptures you should hear. You will never cross it. The day will come. You can even confess, I shall not die, but live, and you will still die. It's the truth. If it is not the truth, then so many people should be with us today. If it is not the truth, so many people should be with us today. Ninkai will be aya. Then people like one of our fathers, Pastor Essence, should be with us today. Yeah. If it is not true, oh, come on. Then some people should be with us. Bishop Owusu Tebri, anointed. Bishop Anoye Bua, anointed. Bishop Bob Hoxham, anointed. Brother Amuakon. They should be with us, because they had power to confess they will not die. Then Brother Idahosa should be here. Then Edumfa Antigrace should be here. Tianye! So that we can be vigilant and know that the days are taken on us. And if the days are taken on us, there are certain things that God will judge. And one of those are your secrets. Secrets! And I look at the way we treat, our own. You can treat everybody well except your own. Treat everybody well except your own. You see the women, you treat them nicely. You say nice things. Hi, sweet. Hi, dear. Hi, baby. You can call them baby in your office, baby in church. You look beautifully. You look nice. But you are driving from home with a woman sitting next to you and you couldn't see beauty. What kind of hypocrisy is that one? God will judge that also. I'm telling you, blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow it! Because the people have not rendered their hearts. Akuma, I'm telling you. Let's bring in this place right now. Let's play one of these funny, ungodly, profane, and whatever music here right now. You will be shocked. The kind of dance that will come from the same people who were in worship few minutes ago. You will be shocked. Blow the trumpet. Blow it in Zion. Don't blow it outside. Bring it to church. Let the Zionites understand that there is a trumpet that is blowing. Blow it in Zion. If there is a symbia, the Zionites must hear it. Blow it in Zion. And that is why I don't attend anybody's party. I don't want my spirit to be contaminated. Me, I was a ghetto boy. I was deep, deep, deep into many things. And the Lord saved me. So I don't want any trace of it. In part, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things, including numphonina, all things. Sometimes I hear some of these gospel musicians say, I listen to this worldly musician, I listen to that worldly musician, and I take lyrical inspiration from them. I said, what a disappointment. Where is the Holy Spirit then? And what is his job? Where is the Holy? You want inspiration? You didn't get it from the scriptures and from the Spirit of God. You got it from these worldly people. And that is why you come to their party, they play one. And then they kick the switch. Light has nothing to do with darkness. The parties of Christians are too much full of brandies and whiskies and vodkas and all these things. But the Christians have them in their house. You have forgotten Psalm 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of sinners, who does not, you know, sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of God. He meditates upon it day and night. Oh, yes, sir. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. The Bible says his leaves shall not wither whatsoever. Come back to the old paths. Jeremiah 6:16. Come back. Jeremiah 6:16. The Christians must hear it. Stand in the ways and see and ask the old paths. Where the good way? There is a good way. The people have abandoned that good way. Penny move abofra abofra move penny. This generation, and Kenya generation, I mean, names will be to me who will be catching. I want you us to have a little contract. I want you to, you know, give birth for me, baby mama. Now we're taking it to another level of having side checks. People are in church; they are side checks. Somebody's husband paid for your apartment and paid for your car. And sister, you better repent, because the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. Repent. Why is it too quiet? I thought second service would be a little different. Say, you know, you can't do anything about it. I'm already here. I'm in the middle of my message, and the speakers are already blasting. Therefore, whether you like it or not, and you can't hang coming in, so be to me, you can't just go back. They can't have a little contract and said, okay, resign from your work. I will take care of you. I will take you to America because you are going to give birth for me. I am going to pay you every month and da 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 da. And I have rented a house. And this lady, you know, said, no, I can't do that. It is a sin that is against God. And then speaks to her mother for advice. This morning, I was commending a lady whose mother have stood with her in a very crazy moment of her life. And I was saying to the woman, mama, thank you. We really appreciate it. This is how motherhood should be. But there are so many mothers in my generation who are advocates and pros of evil. Do you know that, you know, as I'm standing here preaching, I am the one rather that looks awkward. Isaiah 5:20. Oh, Fred Bonnet Papa. Now, Fred Papa Bonnet. Pierre! This generation, they see sin and they call it righteous. Wickedness, Pachina. It's righteous. Wow! Unto them that call evil good and good evil. Them that put darkness for light and light for darkness. They that put bitter for sweet and sweet bitter. Go to the next verse. Interesting. Wow! to those who are wise in your in their own sight and clever in their own whatever. Dear Mamika Samuchiro, as we bring the whole message to a close, now we have people who are very bold and said, "Men, I'm coming home. I'm in, I'm coming home. It is my man, I'm coming home. I'm saying, yeah, pain. Tianya, Ezekiel 18:4. All souls, including the Buddhist, the Muslim, the atheist, the Christian, the everybody belongs to God. Oh no. Therefore, once we are blowing the trumpet in Zion, I want to remind you of Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 24. This is a scripture for every Christian. Matthew 16, 24. Jesus said, if anyone, he does not eliminate anybody, wants to come after me, number one, deny yourself. I am going to take my time to break the denying yourself down. Deny yourself. Before we can understand self, we have to look at the portrait of selfishness. The portrait of self-centeredness. And lastly, the portrait of self-aggrandizement. Self-aggrandizing. Huh? You can never be in any successful relationship without first denying self. That marriage, our mothers here who are still married and they still live with their husbands and wives will tell you that you can never do that without the denial of self. If it has got to be me, myself, and I, that marriage will collapse. You will have to meet that person 50% all the time. It is not what you want all the time. I said this, I said that. Your marriage will not work. Self must be denied. This country, before we can progress, self must be denied. If we don't deny ourselves, you will issue to deal with. Omaya yetimidi $419,000 etimidi on a Black Star trip for 2 weeks. You have not denied yourself. 419,000. That is 3 million. That is 3 billion. 30 billion. Old cities. $100,000 is 550,000. $100,000. It means that by four, any niyegu echirino, we are at 3 million Ghana cities. 3 million. We can eat Domido Sperere for 2 weeks. It's gone. When hospitals can have common ventilators, we have a project like this, and government fails to put in nothing. And we give Black Stars 1.1 million on hotels in 2 weeks. I am a building technologist by profession. I can build a 30-room, fully furnished hotel. Fully furnished with that same amount. We blow it in 2 weeks. Because there is no self-denial. We can't deny. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, as I bring my message to a close, I want to let them, if you want to be a child of God in this last season, then self-interest must be abolished. It has to be abolished. Self-interest, it has to go. The Bible says, esteem each other far better than yourself. That is why you love your neighbor as yourself. What you want others to do to you, do likewise to them. In other words, if you want to be loved, love. If you want to be appreciated, appreciate. If you want to be cherished, cherish. If you want to be respected, respect. If you want to be honored, honor. If you want to be celebrated, celebrate. We don't know how to do that. We sit and all we can do is to criticize. The lady is too loud, too short, too long, and all that kind of thing. One day when we give you the microphone that to preach to us for only 30 minutes, then you will know that sitting, criticizing, and all stuff like that ain't taking you anywhere. I am finishing the message by telling you, blow this trumpet in Zion. Let us Zionize. I'm telling you, let them hear. The love of money have come into the house of God. To the house of God. Take one offering, two offerings, and the people are already murmuring and grumbling within themselves and all that. Oh, really? You have forgotten that even your apparel from your head to toe, you have even taken meticulous time to invest into that. How much more your heart and its service to Almighty God? You better hear what we are saying. At the end, we can pray at all costs, by all means, we must snatch some from hellfire. I'm telling you, people are sitting in church and they are receiving WhatsApp messages. Where are you? I am in church. Cut it short. I am waiting. Obibibiabrimshen to me. As for abortions, I don't want to talk about it. I was speaking to a doctor, a medical doctor, the son of Dr. Nanenyane Buedum, Dr. Ohineba Enyane Buedum. I was speaking to him and I said, who are the clout of people? You know, first of all, I said, is abortion prevalent in our country? He said, yes. I said, who are the, is it Muslims or Hindus or, you know, unbelievers, or who are the top in the statistical lines of abortion? He said, the people are not even shameful. They come with the church bands around their hand because they are afraid they will die. So they're giving them the band and said, put the band on your hand and call the name of Jesus. Everything will be all right. And they are going for adulterous, promiscuous abortion. And they have the band and said, Lord, help me. Why? Lord, help me. Why? Abort it nicely. Email next Sunday. Email. The Lord is sitting in heaven. And innocent blood is crying out to him. And we are here with Imela. Dear God, it's not like the judges of Ghana. God is a just judge. Just judge. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. And I'm telling everybody here in this country, righteousness, it exalts a nation. Nation! You won't believe in our nation. Minister on duty is on an errand to go and see something in another region. And whilst he's in the residence, because state has residences all over the country, whilst he's in the residence, DCE find girls to service him. Yet, this person is an elder in church. That is why you are not seeing the miraculous and the supernatural. This is our year of prayer. Prayer releases the power of God. Miracles, instant moves. I want to ask you a question. In the days where the anointing was so strong and powerful, like in the days of the apostles, you cannot even entertain diabetes, even in the space of the atmosphere of the Spirit of God. Maybe some kosa. Why do you have one? You told me that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I accept it. Therefore, don't use your body for this, that, that, that. I accept it. My question is, what is diabetes doing in your body? If it is the temple of the Holy Spirit, I'm asking a good question. I'm telling Wherever you have gone to, return. Come back to the Lord. It's time to go back to our first love. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Sorry, Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. It was a letter to the Ephesian church. Revelation 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. He went further, I know thy works. I know thy works and thy labor and patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them, and which say that they are apostles and not, and found them to be liars. He went further to the next verse and says, thou and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake thou hast labored and you have not fainted. In verse number 4, nevertheless I have something against you, because you've left your first love. We have become too sophisticated. We've left, you know, sometimes when we come to church and I'm looking, you know, you used to love God, bow down, worship, cry. Now you know how to use MAC makeup, Estee Lauder, L'Oreal makeup, Mary Kay makeup, you know, whatever, glams and all that. You have an eyelash extension, therefore you are mindful of your eyelash extension, that you don't want to cry and your eyelash extension come off. Therefore our worship is carnal and our praise is carnal, and we don't love God anymore. The pure worship and pure spirituality is God. Come back to your first love. Your first love. Come back to it. The way you used to love, you are an addict of the scriptures. Now your phone is your friend. Instagram to WhatsApp. But the moment you replace the daily sacrifice with the abomination of desolation, then you are on your way to hell. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Interesting revelation. And the same revelation is outlined and documented in another place. He said, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet in the church, the holy place, he that readeth shall understand. We have taken the daily sacrifice, worship, thanksgiving. We love God in spirit and in truth. Gone are the days when even if you lie, you run back to the Lord, forgive me. Now you've lied, so you don't even feel it again. Fraudulent deal. One thing I love about our business breakfast, teaching businessmen how to do Christian business. Hey, you can clap. I tell people, do that which is right. Your insurance is expired. Fix it. Your license is expired. Fix it. These things is what makes you the salt of the earth. Illegal connection, compensation. I'm talking to you. You have electricity, illegal connection, this illegal connection. You are driving like, and I would. And so you buy tons now, but Lee Marandas. Such a one, road wetting. Roadway to 2 years in here. Say, anybody across the road, come home and catch it all. Go and fix your roadway. Fix your driver's license. I'm telling you, don't let this police officer stop you with a camera to come and tell the world that even this person have been arrested. Now, when we for Ghana Police Service, to the point that, why don't you police yourselves first to go and police somebody else? many times in this place. I have come here many times. Going back here in front of Presec, I have met a police inspector heavily drunk. Drunk in uniform. The first time we were here, I think the night of our fasting and prayer, once we were going home, stopped the car. We need a concert. In uniform, with a coat of arms. I told the gentleman, move the car. This one is not eligible to be an officer of law. This one must be totally, absolutely removed from post. The uniform must be stripped off. Police yourself! First, I got tam TV camera for it. Do my chief some more chicken crow for why not camera seen is who I want you to have. Why? And she said, Nimmo. That is what they know to do. That is what they know to do. That she has to mess it. So if I'm not as much as a great channel, if I'm the question, an MP, we have arrested an MP. Do you know how many MPs are in the same category? Then mount your post at Parliament House. Umuba, starting check it. Roadworthy, insurance, check it. License, yen check it. You will be shocked. The people who have not paid duties on their vehicles. So go and look at how thieves are harassing people all over the place, and you cannot even, curb it. We want to let you know we are working. Got them kind containers. Any idea? In an order. That is why I am praying for the people that needs to hold integrity to where it must be. And let's do this to us unto God, not unto men. As unto God, He is the judge of your life. Am I preaching the gospel? Yeah, because God does not like, lukewarmness. I'm asking everybody, come back to your first love. Come back! Started your day with our daily bread, our daily path, young Kwan Sohai, and all that. Today, you don't even have quiet time. And yet you are a Christian. I want to ask you critically, when do you pray? Critically, when do you pray? What time in your 24 hours do you pray? You wake up at 4 a.m. By 5, you should be on the road. By 9:30, 10, you are home. So I'm asking, when do you pray? And Brenio, that is why when we call for prayer, you must be here. The devil is after prayerless Christians. This is a year of prayer. Don't forget that. So blow the trumpet in Zion. We were shocked 3 weeks ago. A young lady came and said, Papa, pray for me. My mother-in-law is harassing me. My mother-in-law is harassing me. I said, what has she done? She is preventing me from marrying her son. I said, okay. Mother-in-law preventing you. All right. Where does the mother live? Mother lives somewhere else. Where do you live? I live in my house, but sometimes I go to the pastor. The guy is a pastor, not an associate pastor, a lead pastor. But the lady standing before me is pregnant. So I'm asking, so who is responsible for your pregnancy? It is the pastor that the mother is preventing to marry me. And I'm saying, then you have destroyed the ministry of the pastor. The pastor will never prosper. So why do you want to marry him? Because I love the guy. Fear of God is gone. Fear, Isaiah 33:6. Fear of God is gone. I know you don't like this type of preaching. You don't like this type of preaching. But, Samenewa, I would rather give myself to this type of preaching because it will keep me on my toes, keep me in the tracks, keep me so that I don't sway off. Oh, I want to clap for that. I finished, but I want to come back to your first love. Today, examine yourself whether you are still in the faith. The Lord has blessed you. The Lord has honored you, but I'm asking you to examine yourself whether you are still a Christian. Ask yourself whether you are still a Christian. Basic question. Okay, let's ask basic questions. Is your name in the book of life? If the Lord calls you today, will you make it to heaven? Yesterday was Saturday. A young lady at North Kaneshi Presbyterian Church was buried by the name Sarah. 24 years old. 24 years old. You, 24 years. How can you die at 24? When the Bible makes it very clearly, it's giving you 70 years, and you can even top it up to 80 years. How? There are people who are 127, I know, at a BTV, walking about, and 27 is gone. Somebody have had 100 on top of yours, and they are still there. Jesus will judge all of us. Judgment is coming. Once in a while, the Lord can send you a prophet to clean the heart. Make the path straight. Straight, all crooked paths, be straight. Jesus is coming, be straight. The Lord is coming with judgment, be straight. Look at Matthew. I'm closing with that, my time is up. Look at Matthew 16 and verse number 27. Look at what the Bible says, very interesting. He said, for the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to their works. But the Bible makes it very clear. I think it's Romans chapter 2, verse number 9 or something. He makes a submission, and he was talking about something very, let me get a scripture. That faith doesn't come by works. In other words, before you will be saved, you don't need works. But I'm reminding you, for judgment, it shall be by works. Oh, yeah. That one will be by works, definitely. God will, Ephesians chapter 2, rather, verse number 9. The Bible said, not of works, lest any man should boast. But let's look at, as I close with that, Revelation, chapter 14, verse 13. Very interesting. I heard a voice in heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their will follow them. Works! So salvation is not by works, but by grace. But judgment is by works. I'm telling you. I will not wait until you die. And then we come, he was a good man, he was a good woman, and then they will sing all the songs, which they never sing for you to hear until you are there. Oh, ni man friendi, na mi ye wo fima, oh ha, oh bre amani, na ye di tu akwai, oh suru ne nyami, bema maumi. But the guy is gone. He didn't even hear the song. Jerusalem, how is he going to hear anything we are saying in this place? Sister, we are crossing the line. There is nothing like intervention when you die in your sins. And one of the things that I'm telling you, one of the things that are going to be very serious is Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26. It is a very serious thing before God. When grace has saved you, Then the Bible said, and if we sin willfully, after we have received the grace or the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no sacrifice for sins. I know you don't like the service now, but please rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. I'm begging you. I am only begging. Come back to the track. Be very careful that people don't draw you from the Lord. Everybody knows you are a Christian, but you know that you have backslided. And God is a judge of motives and hearts. Come back to the track. You have the opportunity. I'll finish with the words of a cemetery I visited in a memorial service. At the entrance, they have written, "We were once like you. And at the back of the board, you will soon become one of us." I left that cemetery terrified. "We were once like you. You will soon become one of us." Just like you prepare for your pension. Just like you will prepare. I'm talking to you. Listen to me. Don't love the world nor the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Just like you will prepare for your retirement, please prepare for your eternity. It will come. I'm talking to the youth. This get rich quick thing. I'm telling you, Sebeya, change your mind and go through the process. Because stealing is a sin. It has its own ramification. And Samwem Ebewo. In Samwem. It's not far from here. But if you step on anything that merits that, it will be very close to you. I'm begging you in the name of the Lord. When I look at sexual perversions in my generation, I'm not only talking about somebody sleeping for the kid. No. I'm talking about, you know, like pool party. When the people go like, pool party. Shaking boobs. Bikini party, swimsuit parties. The guys are Christians, but they are there. Now there are WhatsApp groups. I was shocked as I was preaching on Reverend Anaya Osafo's program, and I was shocked. She showed me, they said, "This is a WhatsApp group. If you want anybody to sleep with in the group, anybody, you can easily do so. All you need to do is who is available. Send that message. And somebody will return your message." Perversions. Yet, people, let me disgust you and I will close. There is an allergy with a big sore on his leg. All he wants from the young girls is to lick the soul. Name your price. Name whatever you want. Mercedes, C-Class, CL, CLK, you know, S-Class, S whatever, you know, GL, whatever, wonder, you know, name it. G-Wagon, Range Rover, whatever. Girls, you titty Range Rover, I'm a lekker song. Today, come back to your first love. Yeah. May we tremble at his word again. Revive us again. May we fear God again. May we come to the place where the fear of God is again. The love, the true love of God. I love Jesus. I truly love Jesus. Is there? Stand to your feet. Let's pray.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.